Funding for this program was provided in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and by the financial support of viewers like you.
Reach for the speed, reach for the whistle, go where the rail may run. Reach for the words, reach for the story, follow the rainbow sun.
Shakers filled for the dining car in the Midnight Express. You heard Stacy.
So as long as I keep the Big Dipper to my right, I won't get lost.
Mr. Conductor? Why are you dressed like that?
Are you going to a costume party?
Costume? This is my uniform. I have a new job. You see, I'm a member of the Sandman Sleepy Time Volunteers, and tonight I'm helping Mr. Sandman.
You are?
Exciting, isn't it? I'll be traveling at blink speed. Now, let's see. I have my map of the Indian Valley Snore Zone. This is my area. Now, where did I put the... Oh, here it is. Mustn't lose the sleepy sand.
Sleepy sand?
Well, it's not real sand like you'd find on a beach. It's really just dried tears with a pinch of magic mixed in. You don't use too much. Just a smidgen. Or is it a dash?
But what would happen if you didn't put the sleepy sand in people's eyes?
Yeah.
If we didn't use the sleepy sand? Oh, I don't even want to think about that.
You mean we wouldn't go to sleep?
I'm afraid not.
Good. Sleeping is a waste of time.
Time is never wasted when you sleep. Speaking of time, I must set off at exactly 5 winks before drowsy time. Timing is everything. A lesson that Thomas and Bertie learned the hard way. I have just enough time to tell you about it.
The engines were finding life difficult. Workmen were mending the viaduct on the main line. The arches needed strengthening. Sir Topham Hatt did not want to close the railway while the work was done, and so repairs took a long time. The engines had to take great care when crossing the viaduct, and the delay often made them late on their journey to the junction, where they knew Thomas would be ready to collect his passengers. Thomas grew crosser and crosser. Time's time, he grumbled. Why should I keep my passengers waiting while Henry and James dawdle about all day on viaducts? Don't blame me, snorted Henry. If we hurried across the viaduct, it might collapse, and then you'd have no passengers at all. What would you do then? Run my train on time, for one thing, retorted Thomas. He hurried away before Henry could answer. Bertie was impatient, too. He was timed to arrive just after Thomas. His passengers found that instead of going straight from the bus to their train, they were kept waiting till Thomas arrived. Soon Bertie grew cross with Thomas.
Late again, he remarked,
as Thomas panted wearily in.
We may be friends, but I thought you could go fast, Thomas. It's time we had another race. I reckon I could beat you now.
Thomas let off steam loudly.
Rubbish! He hissed fiercely. It's those main line engines. They dither about on the viaduct, and they blame Sir Topham Hatt's workmen. It's just an excuse for laziness, if you ask me.
One day, James was later than ever at the junction.
I'm sorry, Thomas,
he puffed.
I was held up at the station, and the viaduct made it worse.
It's lucky for you I'm a guaranteed connection, grumbled Thomas. Before James could answer, he puffed importantly away. Come along, he panted to the coaches. Annie and Clarabelle did their best, but Thomas soon found that he couldn't save much time. Suddenly, Thomas saw Bertie ahead. His radiator was steaming. What's the matter? Asked Thomas. You should be at the station by now. You're late. I feel dreadful, moaned Bertie. All upset inside, and driver says he can't make me better. Thank goodness you're late, too. Can you take my passengers, please? They'll never get home otherwise. Of course, agreed Thomas. He now felt sorry for Bertie and promised to get help at the next station. Thomas set off again. Already he felt much more cheerful, and Bertie's passengers, traveling in Annie and Clarabelle, all reached home safely. When Bertie was better, he came to thank Thomas.
I'm sorry I teased you about being late.
That's all right, replied Thomas. I'm glad I could help. There are times when being late isn't such a bad thing after all. With a last cheerful greeting, the two friends went back to work.
Of course, there are worse things than being late. And if I were ever late, I'd hope my friends would help me, like Thomas helped Bertie. Oh, nodding hour is over in just a few winks. I want to make sure I've got everything. Uniform? Check. Map? Check. Sleepy sand? Better double check.
Mr. Conductor, are you all right? Mr. Conductor, watch out!
Was it a feather or was it the weather that made me sneeze?
Oh, my knees.
His eyes are full of sleepy sand. Oh, Mr. Conductor, don't go to sleep.
I love to sleep. Without counting sheep.
Oh no, Mr. Conductor's walking and talking in his sleep.
Carol, let's follow him so he doesn't hurt himself.
Yeah.
Dan, you better hide the sleepy sand and finish filling the salt shakers.
Right.
I told Thomas and all of the engines before, never mix coal with cream. Your huffing and puffing will all come to nothing, and where can you go without steam?
Oh no, he's going to fall off.
I followed the tracks, they headed west. Toot toot, I cried, west is best. Over hill and over dale, I chugged away with the evening mail. Ooh-wee, my whistle blew. The cars I pulled were chugging too. Chug, chug, huff, puff, I rolled all night until dawn. And when I stopped, I heard a yawn. I yawned a yawn and the dawn was gone.
It's Peter. He's going to be Mr. Conductor.
I'll distract him.
Quick, throw a nickel on the floor.
Schemer, is that a nickel on the floor?
Don't anybody move. Don't anybody move at all. There's a nickel on the floor and it's mine because I saw it first. I know that it's around here somewhere. Oh, nickel, where are you? Oh, nickel, oh, nickel, oh, nickel. Oh, where can my little nickel be? Oh, where can it be? Oh, where? Ooh, I smell a nickel around here somewhere. Ooh, I can smell a nickel around here. It smells like 5 cents, and it smells like it's coming home to Papa. Aha. Welcome home, my little nickel friend. Well, it looks like it's your lucky day. Now, what do you suppose I should do with a free nickel? Me something special. Ah.
Don't know about you, Rex, but I'm ready to play something nice.
Nice and slow or nice and fast?
All right. Now, who's for fast nice and who's for slow nice?
Guys, I just got the right perfect song. Beautiful Dreamer. Take it away, Texan Rex.
Express, Miss Jones?
Yes, Mr. King. The mailbags are on the platform and the food will be here shortly.
Well, I hope it's very shortly, Miss Jones. The Midnight Express can't wait, you know. Timing is everything. The food's not here, then the passengers don't get breakfast. And that will be the first and the last time that the Midnight Express ever stops at Channing Time Station.
Oh, yes, we're ready for that Midnight Express.
Excellent. Excellent. Now, let's see. Where's my next appointment?
Chicken's in the coop. It's time to sleep. I want to hear you snore. I don't want to peep.
Peep? What peep?
Clickety-clack goes the sound of the whistle.
Whistle? What's this about a whistle?
Whistle?
Thistle. I said thistle.
Thistle?
What? I mean, thistle what?
This will be a good night to stay up late.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Aboard! Women and children first.
First? What's first? What's going on here?
Oh, the first thing's first, I always say.
Why?
Why? Why what, Mr. King?
Why do you always say first things first?
Oh, she doesn't always say that, J.B.
But she just said it. Huh? Why? Why did you say first things first now? I mean, why now?
How what, Mr. King?
The quick red engine rolled across the trestle.
There! Didn't you hear that?
I came from over there!
How many times have I told them on the island of Sodor, fix those holes! Someone's liable to fall into them.
Something strange is going on around here. I don't know what it is. But I think I'd better have the drinking water analyzed.
Excuse me, Mr. King, but didn't you say you had an appointment to go to?
An appointment? Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Oh, good grief. It's 5:00. I've got other stations to visit. Oh.
Tickets, please. Tickets, please. Next stop, Farmer's Dell.
Tickets? Now, I just heard a voice. A very familiar voice. Oh, well. Never mind. Just make sure that the Midnight Express is taken care of.
Oh, yes, sir. Don't worry. We're ready.
Where's Mr. Conductor?
He's gone.
The last time I saw him, he was heading in that direction.
Platform.
You mean he's gone outside?
I've looked all over the station. He's not in here either.
I hope he wakes up before anything bad happens to him.
But, Stacy, what are we going to do? It's almost our bedtime. I'm going to have to go home.
I know, but I've called all your parents, and they said you can stay up late tonight. In fact, kids, I'm going to need you here to help me keep an eye out for Mr. Conductor.
We can stay here.
Yay!
You know, it was very interesting. All your parents were wide awake. In fact, they said their neighbors were wide awake, too.
Boy, is Mr. Conductor going to be in trouble.
Yeah. Who's in trouble?
What? We're going to be in trouble. If we don't finish filling those salt shakers.
Yeah.
Come on, you guys, let's go.
All organized, the mail bags are on the platform, everything is all set. How you doing, Billy?
Oh, never been readier.
Not nervous?
Well, sort of more like excited, you know?
Yeah.
Billy, what's so special about the Midnight Express?
Well, now I'm glad you asked. You know, long time ago, when I was just a boy, not much older than you, I used to lay out on the grass on a hot summer night, waiting for the sound of that midnight express. It's really the whistle I was waiting for. But I'll tell you, there's just something about that sound in the middle of the night. It's like an old friend saying hello. You know, I mean, sometimes I'd fall asleep, but I always woke up to that sound. I guess that's why I became an engineer. I just sort of followed that night train. Yeah, the greatest night train of all, of course, is the Midnight Express. You know, there's just something about riding that engine into the sunrise, you know. And you see the first light of day across that horizon. And I'd wager that there isn't one railway person alive that wouldn't wake up to the sound of that Midnight Express rolling through the valley.
I can't sleep. I tried everything. I tried drinking a hot bath, and then I took a warm milk. Nothing. And my mommy tried singing me some lullabies, but that was no good either because she had to stop because she couldn't sleep because she got too cranky.
Oh. Well, listen, you're not the only one, Schemer. Everyone in the Indian Valley is awake, so why don't you come over here with your piggy and your,
Cranky. Blankie.
With your blankie and try counting nickels or something.
Stacy can forget about counting nickels. I already tried it, and I still can't sleep.
No. If I don't get my beauty sleep, I'll scream.
If you don't get your beauty sleep, I'll scream.
Well, that's better than listening to your singing.
Hey, that's no way to talk to Tito.
That goes for you, too.
Hey, I'm tired of this bickering.
And I'm just plumb tired of being tired.
Uh-oh. I can't remember which one of the salt shakers I put the sleepy sand in.
How's it going?
Stacy, what will happen if we're never able to sleep again?
Never able to sleep again? That would be horrible. Could you imagine if everyone was as grumpy as Schemer?
Don't worry. I never get grumpy.
You do, too. Come on.
I do not.
Listen. Being grumpy is only part of it. If we didn't sleep, we would never dream.
What's so great about dreams?
Oh, we need our dreams. Can you imagine how boring it would be to sleep if we didn't have our dreams? And dreams are wonderful. Why, they take us to places that we've never seen before, and we can do things that we would never imagine we could do when we were awake. Well, I think it would be a very sad place if we didn't have our dreams.
Oh, you poor little sleepyheads. I'm sorry to keep you awake so late. Hey, I'll tell you what. There's a new song in the picture machine. Why don't you go and listen to it? Go ahead.
Train on its way to dreamland, and it has a dream just waiting there for you. Just close your eyes and hear the whistle blowing. Let the midnight train make all your dreams come true. Sings to you his sweetest lullaby, and all that ride his midnight bound for dreamland never ever want to say goodbye. Midnight train, make all your dreams come true.
Hey, kids! Kids! Come over here and get something to eat. There's plenty here.
Great. Hey, Ms. Jones. All right. These french fries are mine. This hamburger is mine, I believe.
Schemer, Schemer, pass me the salt.
I will as soon as I use it, Billy.
Schemer, wait.
Hey, wait your own turn, mister, huh? You kids nowadays, you're so self-centered. Never heard of sharing or waiting or anything like that?
Oh, no. It's the sleepy sand. Not again. Not Stacy, not now.
I gotta go to sleep. I gotta count some nickels, I gotta go to sleep, I gotta go to take my blankie, and I gotta... Night, Mommy.
And Stacy, don't you fall asleep, too.
Oh, sleep, sleep. Oh, am I tired all of a sudden? Oh, I think I'll just lie down. But don't forget to turn off the lights. Good night, honey. Oh, look at the time.
I was big enough to drive the engine.
What's going on here? My entire staff asleep? What is it, the Indian Valley air? I should have come earlier. Maybe then I could have slept.
But they're just resting, Mr. King.
Resting my rails. They're asleep. Wake up! Miss Jones! Mr. Two Feathers! I order you to wake up!
Mr. King, why don't you just relax? Maybe then you'll fall asleep.
Have a burger, Mr. King.
Oh, well, actually, I am a little hungry. Oh, thanks. Don't mind if I do. Of course, normally I don't eat this type of non-diet food, especially at midnight. But then this isn't a normal midnight. I'm very sleepy all of a sudden. Close the windows, please. I don't want any train whistles to wake me up.
Look, it's Mr. Conductor.
It took Thomas a day to back out of the snow. But as we all know, through the snow it is slow.
Express will be here in 1 minute.
Mr. Conductor, wake up, please.
Mr. Conductor!
It's no use. He can't hear us. The whistle!
No, it's the Midnight Express.
No, I mean the whistle. Remember what Billy said? The railroad people will always wake up to the sound of the whistle.
If Mr. Conductor could hear the whistle, it will wake him up.
Oh, that sound. I wouldn't miss it for the world. Uh-oh. It's the Midnight Express.
And now some sleep for the Indian Valley.
Oh, you guys must be beat. Come on, I'll take you home where you'll get some real sleep. Come on,
can't expect to run a successful business dressed like that.
Mrs. J.B. King, Esquire, exalted head, I was, Hey, you got your pajamas on, too.
Oh, so I do. I guess I wanted to see the Midnight Express as much as you did.
I did?
What do you say we stay awake all night and watch the dawn come up, huh? I know an all-night diner with a magnificent view of the valley. There's nothing like that first rosy glow of dawn on the horizon.
Hey, as long as you're paying for the coffee, big guy.
Reach for the speed, reach for the whistle, go where the rail may run. Reach for the words, reach for the story, follow the rainbow sun. To a shining time station where dreams can come true, waiting there for you. So much to see, so far to travel, so much to learn to know. Friends by your side, hopes to hold on to, who knows how far you'll go.